All right, we're taking calls for the Deputy Mayor, Terry James, and so far it's been about the announcement yesterday of this a campaign to sort out our issues in the CBD, the, let's call them drunkenness issues, people call them homelessness issues. I'm told from people who work with these people, they're certainly not homeless, they've got homes in the communities, but they're in town for, well, the season, and whatever that means. So we'll talk about getting some answers to stop these awful confrontations that people are talking about that happen on a daily basis. So if you'd like to join in, or you might want to talk about something else, call that number 1-300-872-911. Terry's in studio now. Oh, this is interesting. Gail is on the line. Gail's got that cafe in the CBD. What is the corner of Shield Street and Abbott Street? Gail, you're talking to Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Gail.
How are you? I was there. I was at the meeting the other day. I think you see me in the background.
Yeah, I did.
There.
I gave you a wave. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Very anxious to see that one get voted in. So I was very happy. Walked away with a smile on my jaw.
Well, it was unanimous, Gail, as you saw. So, you know, you've been belting our ears for a long time. And
certainly have.
You certainly have. And you're right in the thick of all the issues. So, you know, we need to talk to you a bit more once we get this up and running, and we certainly will.
Of course.
But we have to do something, and that's where council have come along and said, you know, we need to play a role in this, supporting the traders, the businesses and the community.
Yeah, well, we won't get our city back, or we won't get any shop owners to come back in unless it's this fixed up, because the night trade would be just, it's been too dangerous for anybody to be in here.
Exactly.
So, very welcoming for me, and hopefully more people will think that we're, once this is set in place and we can see that it's made a big difference, people will want to come back in and set up businesses again and have the city alive again, which is what it was meant to be in the first place. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, very welcoming.
And it's a beautiful city. You know, you only got to go to other places and you realise we do have something special. We got a beautiful natural environment up here, and we get a lot of good emails from southern visitors who come up here and just appreciate the landscaping, the environment and that, you know, and the last thing we want them is to send us an email about a bad experience, you know. So we've got to do something, and as I said, it'll take a little while. It's not going to fix it overnight.
That's
a problem that everyone's got, but we're part of the mix, and we'll stump up. So we'll be in contact, Gail.
I have one question, though, if you don't mind. There was one member got up and said something about, suggested that we need to get more state support. I'm 110% behind that, because at the end of the day, running a lot of non-for-profit people to help us out with this is great, but they're already at their limit trying to help in a lot of fields out there now. I do believe we need to have a lot more funding coming through at the state to help this keep running, the momentum of this to go and keep happening, because if it slackens down at any stage because we haven't got the people on the street doing the jobs that we've asked in this package at night time, counselling and whatnot, it'll go back. So we have to have a good, strong support of people that are maybe paid with an income that's going to make these people have a job to be placed there every night, not just saying, oh, they were too stretched doing something else, because, you know, that's what they are doing, so many jobs helping people. That's one thing that I'm a bit concerned about, that it may go a bit lackadaisy without the funding from the state. And I believe the state should be behind us 110% as well, because if this worked here, this will work everywhere. So
absolutely,
it's not going to be just here. It will be Australia-wide, federal. It will go all over Australia, because this is not a problem just here. It's
exactly,
a problem everywhere.
Exactly. And that's going to be our job. We have to advocate on behalf of all these people. We're going to introduce some social connectors. They will be paid. No doubt about it. And they will have an on-street presence, and be able to work very, very closely with the police and the specialist service. You know, like, we've got a good network there now in the city. Our camera network picks up everything. We've got our security guards there, but, you know, they're limited in what they can do. But everyone's got eyes and ears, and the more eyes and ears that report back to, you know, this committee, we'll set up a committee, we'll get everyone around the table on a regular basis.
Yep, sounds great.
Just before you go, Gail, I had a lady who works in the CBD tell me yesterday, when that police mobile station, you know, the big flash wagon, when they park it in the CBD, in the city place, if you like, corner of Lake Street and Shield Street under the tree there that has a magical influence in that the very ugly and sometimes very bloody drunken brawls seem to dissipate when the police van's there. I asked the other day, can we get that van there, make it the default parking position, please? Because when it's there, the behaviour improves dramatically.
Oh, it's amazing. It is exactly what you said. Just having that presence is just the best thing that happens in the city for the daytime. I notice that most of the time they pull out when I'm shutting shop. So around that 3 o'clock, they seem to be shutting down as well and going home. So we have a big gap then at nighttime where with this new program we'll have to step on board. But if we could have that happening as much as we can or incorporated with this package somehow or other. Yeah, amazing. There's no one around.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's great.
My daughter works in the CBD too, and she tells me everything that's going on, sends me, text messages, and she said the same thing. The moment this police van turned up, it made a massive difference.
Good on you, Gail.
That's all we need is that presence. So thank you. I'm happy. I just can't wait for this to just start rolling along now. Mm. So it's supposed to be happening quite soon, parts of it anyway, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, yeah. No, it'll ramp up over the coming months.
Good on you, Gail. Beautiful. That's Gail Allen, business owner in the CBD.